Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
In Alabama today, officials were supposed to release a report on the state's response to those deadly storms that raked the state last April, killing more than 240 people. But Alabama is cleaning up again after severe weather that killed at least two people in Birmingham early this morning. The meeting about the spring storms had to be canceled. These new storms were part of a system that stretched from the Great Lakes down to the Gulf of Mexico, pounding the South and the Midwest, injuring at least 100 people, knocking out power for thousands. It was forecast, and in a minute we're going to look at new radar that the Weather Service is implementing. But first, let's check in with Mark Kelly, Public Information Officer for Jefferson County Emergency Management Agency. He's been sitting at their operations center in Birmingham, Alabama, taking calls from his field team. Mark, what are they seeing?
Well, as you mentioned, we have two confirmed fatalities at this point, approximately 100 injuries that we're aware of that have been treated in the field. Some of those people have been transported to local hospitals. The search and rescue operations continue, particularly in the center point area, which was hardest hit.
Well, we're looking at a photograph on Twitter of a Wells Fargo office building in center point. It's partly collapsed, but the parking lot's been torn away, streetlights just dangling there. We were watching news reports this morning. It seemed as if you had a lot of warning.
There was warning. The National Weather Service, as early as yesterday evening, had warned us of the potential for severe storms and possible tornadoes.
Well, of course, Birmingham was one of the areas it hit last April. You remember this well, when another line of storms came through. You know, many people killed at that time. There's got to be some jittery nerves.
Well, absolutely. And, you know, at that time, our fatalities here in Jefferson County were 20 from the April 27th storm. And we really considered that at the time and still to be a relatively low number given the severity of the storms. Two fatalities reported here so far. We think that certainly that has something to do with the effectiveness of the warnings, but also with the responsiveness of people to the warnings.
Sure, especially after April, you're not going to hesitate this
exactly
time around.
Correct.
Mark Kelly, Public Information Officer for Jefferson County Emergency Management Agency. Mark, thank you.
Thank you.
And those tornadoes that hit Alabama last April helped make 2011 one of the deadliest and costliest for severe weather in U.S. history, with more than 600 people killed, more than $50 billion in damage. And now the National Weather Service is in the midst of a project to install a new radar system in all of its 160 forecast offices across the country. Doyle Rice is weather editor and reporter for USA Today. In fact, we're reaching you, Doyle, in New Orleans, where you're attending a weather conference. So thanks for taking a break. And tell us more about this new radar. How is it better than what we have?
Yeah, what the Weather Service has just started installing about, I think they've got 20 out of 160 installed so far. And these are, without getting too technical, are what they're calling dual polarization radars. Basically, instead of the radar beam going out only horizontally and kind of taking a slice of the atmosphere with a horizontal beam, this one will be both horizontal and vertical. So it'll give, instead of a one-dimensional picture of what's coming out there, it'll give a two-dimensional picture, which then forecasters can look at and better identify all sorts of precipitation types as well as signatures of tornadoes.
Is this just something forecasters can look at, or can we see it too? Because this morning at like 5 a.m., I was watching those dark red spots, you know, move across the maps as people in Alabama were getting the warning that that dark red, that violent weather was coming. Is this something we'll see too?
Yeah, almost all the radars that folks see on their TVs, internet, mobile devices, it originates from National Weather Service radar, and then the commercial weather forecasting agencies such as AccuWeather or the Weather Channel or Weather Underground then kind of put their own colors and their own signature on it so their customers can get a better idea of what it's looking at. But I believe once this new radar is installed across the country, then it'll take some time before you'll notice a difference on your on the radar that you're looking at. But the commercial vendors will take that data and probably present it in a way that you'll see a difference.
Okay. Well, what about warning once you've, you know, seen this? Now, you know, if you're not up watching television or listening to the radio and seeing that red splotch go across the screen, you know, we know so many towns don't have sirens. What about improving notification?
Well, I know that the Weather Service is working hard on what they're calling more of a trying to get a weather-ready nation is what their phrase is for it, and it's all about improving warnings and improving broadcasts, improving forecasts. You know, I think one thing that they're working on, and it hopefully will be coming eventually, is better able to transmit it to the mobile devices that everybody's carrying, whether it's your iPhone or your iPad, whatever. They're working on ways so that you'll get a better warning specific to your location using those devices.
Yeah, and you think that towns could use things like cell phones to just call you. You know, alert systems like that.
Yeah, and unfortunately, a lot of what they're still relying on the Weather Service is technology which isn't quite as modern. As it's kind of everything has gone so fast in the last few years that in order to disseminate the forecasts, they're still using technology that might have been, you know, up to date a few years ago, but it's not quite there yet. But yeah. I know they're working on it.
And this new radar system, we know it's started already. Will it be finished by the spring when the severe weather does come?
No, actually, it won't be until 2013. Apparently, it's each when they install the new radar, they have to take offline the current radar for about 2 weeks. And then cover it with radars from around the area. So it can't all be done at once by any stretch, because then we wouldn't have any radar across the country. So it has to be done at a staggered, specific schedule that they've set up. And just the one in Birmingham last night has not had the new radar installed yet. I don't know how it might have changed the forecast, because they certainly did a good job last night. But the Birmingham radar will be updated in February.
People look forward to that. Doyle Rice, weather editor and reporter for USA Today, thanks so much.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Okay, we're coming up on a break. We're going to leave you with this note, or rather a couple of them. Steven Tyler, he sang the national anthem before yesterday's Pats-Giants game. Pats won, but did Tyler? There have been a lot of critics. Just let you listen. You know, what do you think?
What so proudly we hail at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight.
I thought he had passion. Back in a minute, here and now.
We're so gallantly streaked.